Before I go further, I just wanted to show this to you. You may not be able to read it, so I'm just, it's a postcard that I got in the mail, and I know it's been lost in the background there. A postcard I got in the an email. What do you call that? The one online. The e-postcards. And it says, congratulations to becoming an emeritus practitioner. So I wanted to share that with you all today as well. Being in that space, had no idea that, yes, I kind of have an idea because I did apply, but it's only like at the very end when I had to go look up, the information and oh my God, it's 20 minutes already. So I am now in the what's that word? In the lofty space of you practitioners out there who have been emeritus status for all this time. I have to give my a lot of gratitude to the person who brought me into practitionership, which is Reverend Hillary. And there was one other student, Will, and we were only two students, and it was unconventional. We met in different places, and here it is 20 years later. So congratulations to you, Reverend
Oh.
Hillary. Awesome. And in interestingly enough, the 20 years, it only came to me after I lost it in a sense. Once I got once I got the postcard in the mail was like 2 days after I lost it. So I'm saying I lost it everywhere, but let me tell you why or what I lost. I lost my mind in a sense. Maybe with the elections. Well, not maybe, with the elections, with the results of the elections. And I have never had I've never had the type of explosive behaviors, kind of. It's not like Gail in a sense. Sort of like Gail from the past, but not like Gail, in the fresh new sense of Gail. But at the same time, I sort of knew where things were going, the night of the results. And for some reason, I fell asleep and didn't get up until 2.5, nearly 3 days later. Seriously. I Lorianne tried to wake me, she couldn't. She left me. She just kept looking in to make sure I was okay. I think I was hearing her, but I couldn't answer. It's just like I just took myself into that space. And so if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, I had like a practitioners meeting with Reverend Trish and the practitioners. And I couldn't see anything. I was just so still like so pained and so dumbfounded that I just had a trashy mouth. Possibly because I knew I was talking to people who love me and people who wouldn't turn their backs on me and would understand. But I wasn't thinking like that. I was just thinking, don't be telling me anything about love right now, please. Don't, no, don't go there, right? And so, and light and all this stuff. And I said, I don't have the bandwidth for it, and da 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 da. And that's how it kind of started. And I think I kind of went back to sleep a little bit. But I realized that this was coming up, meaning our talk. And I had to make a choice. It was very easy to say, Connie, can't do it, girlfriend. And I challenged myself because I could be of that type of nature as well. I could be one to back out. real fast. So now that I have spoken, everybody gonna hold me accountable. Come on, Gail, I know you like backing out, but no, let's do this together, you know. All right. So I just wanted to be in a space where I can,
We're getting some
you know,
feedback.
challenge myself, not be succumbed
So
to
you're not ready.
the feelings that I've had and have had for so long. And for some reason, these feelings, this election cycle around were really very, maybe the results of the election feelings, I should say, were not feeling good to me. It felt really, really yucky. I felt empty. I felt hopeless. I felt a lot of stuff. You know, at the back of my mind, I knew that, you know, in God, if there is a God, there is a God here and now. And I kind of felt comfortable with that for as of right now. Anyhow, so over the period, I chose the solace of Ricky Bias, whom I had heard just the weekend before at the retreat, CSL Metro retreat with Reverend Trish, and we had a really big crowd. And Ricky, oh my goodness, I think I needed to hear her prayer so that I could hold those truths that I've heard from our retreat. And I have played her 100,000 times. I don't, thank God we no longer deal with needles and that kind of thing for playing records, because it would have been totally, the disc would have been scratched up. I'm saying all of this ahead of time to tell you how much I was reaching. You know, one other time that happened is when my daughter was in an accident. I called Connie. I asked her to pray for me. She did more than that. She came every day. When Connie came, I checked out. She didn't know it, but I couldn't pray. I couldn't pray for maybe 6 months or more. I stayed in the knowing, especially knowing that Connie and Carolyn and everybody else who were there at the time, they were visiting and they were doing all the lifting, heavy lifting of my spirit and kept me in that space. I was smiling, I was doing what Gail does best, right? But I know I was checked out. And this was a kind of a similar feeling to that. So I had Ricky, I had Ernest Holmes for sure. I had what's that? Somebody who calls God beloved. And I had one other person which I would share with you at the end of our group. So with that said, I moved into a place where I know that God definitely is within me, right? The mind of God is within me. And obviously I picked up the book that we needed to work with this time, and I couldn't find a thing in it. Who picks up such a powerful book and can't find anything? So I put that book down, and then I went to other books and didn't find anything. And then I went to my library, pulled a book. It was Connie's book. I knew the science of mind. It's always on my bed or over my bed. So I chose that. And then I chose the book, Can We Talk to God? And I just chose what I could do and pulled what I could pull that put me in a better space. But what I remember a lot was, excuse me, was that There is, the mind that is within me is the same mind that is within everyone. It's the universal mind. And I was hearing something, and I don't know where I heard it, maybe once the television was on and I was asleep or something, but I heard, don't speak from the human mind. Don't speak from your, no, don't speak from your single mind. That there is a bigger mind. And when you pull from your single mind, you pull from your pain or something like that, they were saying. And so I said, okay, I know that there is a mind within me and I use it, and so too does everyone. I know this mind, don't care where I am, what I'm doing, how I'm feeling, is always present. And that mind is my mind now, and I'm using it, right? So I didn't get the full blast of it at that time, right? But then I heard, then I was reading, this is why it is when you know the truth at the center of your own being that it is always going to be God. It's always going to be mind. And the truth has never really left me, right? Probably I left the truth, but the truth never left me. So moving into that space, I know since mind is within me and that the mind of God is ever present, always available, always powerful. And it is the intelligence of this greatness, the earth, and all there is, that I found a little bit more clarification in my mind, in a sense, right? So, this mind that permeated everything, I went to the idea of the ions and the atoms and, how things are created in a sense. And that's where I thought of Bethany, because coming from the spiritual space of ions and atoms, everything is made up of that. And for some reason I just remember going all the way back to Hampton Inn and hearing Bethany talk something on that, and she brought it into the I don't know if it's medication or something we were talking, but that's what really jumped out at me, right? And so I came to that, the reflection point where I said, if God is perfect, if God is limitless, then I am that. And I probably fell asleep. But from that, I am that, I started feeling better. I'm moving into a different space. I listened to Ricky Byers forever. I listened to the idea of all is well within me. She had a song of A Season's Change as well. The A Season's Change song from her was the most powerful, because even as seasons change, it is something to be expected, but the underlying idea of it was the perfection of it, right? So that eternal and true state that I started finding myself moving into was the mind of God manifesting itself more and more in me and as me. And I got up, I prayed, because I didn't think I could have meditated. I just said a prayer, and then I heard, send it out to the universe. So the only way I could send it out to the universe is to put it on our reps on our email list that that from our email and send it out to everyone. And I'm sure most people who are here are on it, even from Carolyn's perspective and her ministry. So as I sent it out, for some reason, and I kind of know why, but I felt fully lifted. I felt like, okay, I'm very, very vulnerable right now. I am asking for prayer because I don't know what is going to happen, how it's going to show up. I got a response back from Judy. I got a response from Connie, and I'm like, okay, the heavy hitters are here. They're behind me. And so I started feeling better and better and better, and just knowing that God is right. And so I did a meditation from Ernest Holmes, and I would read it, and that put me into a beautiful space. It said, "I have discovered a secret place within, where the thought goes into a mountain high above the din of the world. I have found in this mountain a place of peace and rest, a place of joy and comfort to the heart. I have found that the secret place of God is within my own soul." And he has a line that he always put in italic, and it says, "I will listen to thy voice." And that was like lifting me up. It lifted me up significantly. And that's where I reached out and asked the universe for the strength, the guidance, the creativity to move into who Gail is and how does Gail show up, right? And so I recognized, and this is where I was writing all my little notes because I couldn't come up with anything really, but as I have little recognitions, I would write them down. And one of the things I saw or I heard was, use energy with a sense of purpose. And in the past, I know that energy is God, energy is love, energy is consciousness. And so, how do I use God? How do I use energy on purpose? And so one of the things I recognized is the mind that I was struggling with, that had all the stuff in it, that's just one mind, one single human mind. And there are hundreds of thousands of minds creating even a bigger mind. Let's say I stay very local and not ethereal, like the big one mind, right? All these beautiful minds that are online with me right now, watching back at me, is the mind I needed to embrace, the sense of community, right? So, use energy on purpose. Stop thinking in that one mind, because that one mind is not serving me right now. The one mind is going into spaces where maybe true, maybe not true. And maybe a lot of it was putting me more and more into fear. And so I opened up and I recognized that there is joy and happiness. Connie had put something online as well that, hey, look at that bigger picture, right? Look at it with eagle's eyes or something, I think it said, right? And so that's what I needed because I couldn't see the bigger picture. But somebody sent and said, look at the bigger picture. That means there are so much more, right? And so I was able to, kind of nestled myself in the idea that even though I don't know how it's going to look, how it's going to feel, that there is a bigger picture. And it's in the, it's the consciousness of God. And the idea of trying to be alone. One, this was not the time, but two, being alone literally puts me back into the mind that not necessarily the thinker, the powerful positive thinker, but the thinker of maybe low vibration, right? And we got to know, and I'm putting it out there for everyone else. I got to know, but I encourage you to also know that there is and will always be that sense of that higher purpose, that higher vibration. That vibration we call God. It's the universal power of God. It's the universal consciousness. It's the universal good. It's the universal law, right? So even if I don't think that God is working, which we call the law is working, it is working. So whatever I put out there, for me, I made it okay to stay in a space for a while. Now, if I didn't have community to hold on to, if I didn't have, if I didn't know, had this real deeper sense of knowing that God, the law, everything is already within me, that mind is the mind of God. It may have been a little harder to move into a space where I can be here and smile and learn to love and talk with you all, right? And so my encouragement, in a sense, to you, and I took so many notes that I don't know where it is, but I was hearing where in order to regain my sense of purpose, and this is what I was reading, it says, be yourself. Well, how could I be myself? That was one of the questions. It said, don't follow other people or don't follow other people's energies, right? Especially when it's not the energy you want. Just know that you, Gail, were implanted here for a reason. Right, and that's when I picked up Miss, our beloved author, Miss Connie, and it's page 101. And again, for some reason, Bethany, you came right back because 101, what is 101? 101, 101, 101, 101, which is like a code, and I have no idea about codes and computer and that kind of stuff. But the 101 made sense to me that maybe this is a code and I'm going to be reading it. Right. And so I'm going to read quickly. It says, Morning B, this is C saying this. And the beloved said, Hi C. And Connie said, I was listening to an audio file on the internet by Ann Taylor this morning that said something like, quote, God is now imprinting my brain with new patterns of thought. End of quote. Dot dot dot. End of quote. That's a new idea to me, B. Is that part of your work? B. As usual, that's nothing, that's not quite how we see it, Con. The patterns in your brains are yours, big YOURS, the imprint by your focus of attention. As you choose to focus on us and feel our love, you are imprinting your brain with loving patterns. We like the idea of you feeling a choice about where you are going. That phrasing feels a little passive to us for where you are now. C, which is Connie. But you're always wanting me to delegate everything to you, B. Isn't that passive? B, point, see? We don't want to handle orchestrating your external world. We can bring you what you most want. We are great at solving problems. We do want you to let go of trying to control all of that. Your internal environment is where your power lies. We told you we wanted to help you create the internal atmosphere of a secure, happy child. Are eager little children passive? See, no, they are always ready to explore and take on new adventures. B, yes, but they aren't trying to outline all the aspects of the adventures in advance. They are willing to explore not knowing. C, like the beginner's mind? B, exactly. We love it when you are open and eager, trusting that what comes to you will be good. We love it that you are always reminding yourself and your friends. Beginning quote, even when it looks like something is going wrong, it is actually something going right. End of quote. I read more, but I'm going to leave it there because that's exactly what I needed to hear. And all the powers of the universe came and loved upon me and surrounded me and told me that I am okay. I am at peace. I am in joy. I am in harmony and in harmony with all life. And so the main message was be yourself. Don't allow other people to dominate you, to take over that power that you are, right? Eat better. Eat for right now. Eat things that have light in them. And it's like, what do you mean by light? Well, eat foods that have light. And I guess foods are created by photosynthesis, right? Which they have to have light. So that's one thing I'm hearing. But then there was this other part that I also heard somewhere where it says to laugh and to be joyful and to be like a child and to emanate how a child moves from one space to another. So the more I laugh, the better my vibration rises. And I tried it. I tried it in that one moment. I was not in the moment I read it, but another moment when I was like, ugh. And I tried laughing just because just a laugh, right? It wasn't a funny laugh when I just laughed. And oh my God, it was a different vibration.